Good morning. This is Pastor Irvin Schmidtke from the Free Lutheran Church of Roseau, Minnesota, and the Norland Free Lutheran Church of Salo, Minnesota. Our mailing address is 1801 3rd Street Northeast, Roseau, Minnesota, 56751. The broadcast this morning is paid for by the Douglas and Rachel Erickson family in memory of Philip Lund. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each one that is listening. And Lord, we pray that you would have our hearts and our minds open and prepared for your holy word. Lord, as we hear your word, that Satan would be arrested, that he would not be able to hinder us in thought, word, or deed. We pray for this service, O God, and for the services throughout the nation and throughout the world that's proclaiming your gospel. We pray, O God, that you would be with those that are sick and afflicted, and we know there are many in our hearts and in our lives. We pray, O God, for those that are traveling, that they too would call upon you and thank you for the mercies that you give them in their travels throughout the world. Be with our nation, O God, our president, and the leaders of our land, that they would not only call upon you, but they would seek your will in all decisions made, that you would forgive this nation of its sin, that you would forgive this nation of its wrongdoings, and you would forgive us as individuals of our sin too, O Lord, that you would heal this nation and let it become a Christian nation again. Be with our military men and women, that they too would call upon you and have you as their personal Lord and Savior. Be with our farmers and our businessmen and women, O God, that they too would seek your will in their businesses and that they would seek your guiding hand in each of them. Be with Israel, your chosen people, and Jerusalem, your chosen city, O God. Again, we pray, O God, that you would be with this service, that it would touch the hearts and lives of those that hear it, and that if they don't have you, they would turn their hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Then at this time, we'll be favored with a song by Rhonda Rothenberger.
For me, my life was going nowhere. My hopes turned to shattered dreams. Then a voice so gently beckoned, I have always.
He knows.
scripture readings for today, we find the first one in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant, those whom the Lord has called. Then we see also the epistle lesson is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 23, or pardon me, through 22. And he came and preached peace to those who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fit together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And the scripture lesson is found in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, and you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Being this is Pentecost Sunday, I would also like to read a portion of scripture from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each one in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judah and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Pergama and Philadelphia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in their own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying one to another, "What could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." These are thy words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us in the truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. As we look at this portion of Scripture, we find there is much that could be said and spoken of. If we look back in Joel is talking to Judah, and God is prophesying through him on the things that would come in the latter days, in the end times. The end times began when Jesus ascended into heaven and Pentecost came. This was the beginning of the end times. We are today living in those end times. And the text used very much is this one in Joel for Pentecost Sunday. We find, too, that Pentecost Sunday is a day of holy days in the Jewish calendar. It is, as we would take and look into the histories of it, we would find it was one of the days of the first fruits. The first fruits, Jesus being the one of the first fruits, arising from the dead and ascending into heaven. He ascended through all the heavens to the throne of God, and he is at the right hand of God today, making intercession for you and for me. And we see Joel is not only talking to the people of Judah at that time, the Israelites, he's talking to us, and he's also telling us of the day of the Lord, which is still in our future, and we see it coming during the tribulation time. We find that it concludes. The day of the Lord is that period when the world will find wide judgment, and it's called the tribulation period. And it's seen in Matthew 24, verses 25 through 29, and also in the book of Revelation. Peter is telling the crowd that the Spirit of God is the same Spirit that spoke on the days of Pentecost. It's the same Spirit that spoke to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to David, to Solomon, throughout the ages before him. And that same Spirit will lead and guide us. What has happened on Pentecost is God poured out his Spirit on all people, and to all people who was willing to believe and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord. As we read in John, we find that Jesus says, "You cannot abide by yourself. If you abide in me, my Spirit will abide with you." When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you find that the Holy Spirit enters you and will abide with you as you walk with Jesus Christ as your personal Lord. And as you pray and as you study God's Word, you find that in there, the Spirit of God will not only enlighten you and give you the wisdom and knowledge you need, but he will also help you through the hard times as you pray to him and as you see prayers are answered. Make sure you give God the thanks and the glory due to his name. The church or the Christians in the last days will see God's Spirit working in a mighty way. And we have seen that as We do it through Pentecost and so on. Satan will do everything he can to stop God's work. Satan will try and put thoughts into your mind, and he will try and put roadblocks in your path to stop you from serving Jesus Christ and doing his will. We find that the churches in the latter days will have an apostasy where they will preach the word that is not fully true, and that they will take and leave the word of God for feeling good sermons and for other things like that. And we see that even in the world today, don't we? That the people, many of them, like certain things because it makes them feel good. Yet we find that the Spirit of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God does not change. That Word of God is claimed by Jesus Christ. When Jesus came on earth, John seen him walking and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." And that was even before Jesus had come to him for baptism. Jesus is our peace. Christ is our peace. And we find that in Ephesians, that he is the chief cornerstone, that he is the one that comes to us daily. He is the one that we should come to him. He comes in peace, and he wants to give us peace. When Jesus came into the world, he could have come as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came peaceably to show us that God is love, and that through God's love, he has sent us the remission of sin through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, how he took and joined both the people together, the Gentiles, and also the Jews, that they are one person. That temple, when Jesus was crucified, the curtain in the temple was ripped from top to bottom, and after that, we could come boldly to the throne of grace. And it's through that that we find Pentecost did finally come, when the Spirit of God was poured out amongst all people. We would read in John, of course, Jesus says, "If you abide in me and I abide in you, you have the Holy Spirit living within you." In Acts, we are told that it was some time. They were told to go back to Jerusalem and stay there until they received power from on high. When they went back, they prayed, and they praised God daily in the temple. When they came then, when the Holy Spirit came, it says it came as a sound of a mighty rushing wind. It was early in the morning, about 9 o'clock, and you could hear this throughout the city of Jerusalem. Many people probably were in the temple praying at the time, and they heard this mighty rushing wind, but they didn't feel no wind. They didn't feel anything, but they could hear it. And so they come rushing to the place where the disciples were, along with the other people, the Christians that were in the upper room. And there was about 120 of them. And it says that clothes of fire sat on each one, the Holy Spirit. And these people come to see what had happened. It was such force and such a noise that the whole city of Jerusalem came to see what had happened. And in that happening, they find that these people were speaking in their own tongue. They heard them. In their own language, they heard them. And they heard the wonderful news of Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross for our sin, how God had sent him into the world to save us, not to condemn the world, but through him the world would be saved. We find that so very, very true over and over again. And then as some people mocked, and they says, oh, these people are drunk with new wine. And we find that through that, that Peter stood up and Peter said, you people, remember, you crucified this Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, the one that God sent into the world to give his life so that we could have eternal life. And through it, we find that there is salvation, eternal salvation. And the people that heard the message in their own language, they were very happy. And there was some 3,000 people added to the church that day. Jesus had told the disciples, you will preach my word beginning in Jerusalem, through Judea and throughout Samaria and then throughout the whole world. Today, we find that the world has heard the word. The word has gone out. There is no place in the world where the word has not been preached as of this point. We find that we are into, I believe, the latter days, the days in which we could see the tribulations coming, and we see the signs coming on the world. And in that signs, we find that Christ will return again, and we find that we have to turn to our Lord Jesus Christ. Give your heart to the Lord, and give your heart to the Lord today. Make sure your salvation is correct, and make sure you trust in Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, and mind. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be with us, that you would watch over us and keep us, that as we think of Pentecost Sunday, that we know we are the children of God, that we want to show your glory, Heavenly Father. We want to show your kingdom, and we want to show the love that you have given us, the mercy you have given us, that you sent this mediator between sin and yourself, and that's Jesus Christ who died for our sins, that we would have him as our personal Lord and Savior. I pray, O God, you will help us to do your will and proclaim your word throughout the world and throughout our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Then at this time, we'll call on Rhonda.
Touch through me, Holy Spirit, touch through me. Let my hands reach out to others, touch through me. There's a lonely soul somewhere needing just one friend to care, touch through. And love through me, Holy Spirit, love through me. I will be my brother's keeper, love through me. Hearts are bleeding. Spirit.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.